Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
215-592-9494. Jody McDowell, Glenn Macnow, 94 WIP. Jody, you got any big plans for the rest of the day? Any do anything this weekend that's going to be fun? You probably work in 18 different jobs today, aren't you? I don't hear Jody. Okay, well, in lieu of that, is he still connected?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Hey, sorry about that.
That's all right. That's okay. I will ask you, do you have any plans for the rest of the day? Anything fun this weekend, or are you working your 62
different
jobs?
Oh, no, I'm working. I work on the weekends. Some people take weekends off, like 90% of the working world. I got a CBS show tomorrow, tonight, one tomorrow night as well, and a massive show with you tomorrow.
Yeah, you and I have 90 minutes tomorrow. there you go. Early Phillies game, noon in Washington. They want to get that one out of the way for all those suffering Nationals fans. So, yeah, you and I are on from 10 to 11:30. Do you, and I know everything is different, right? And you have done local and national shows for decades.
Correct.
So it's probably not, I may be asking you, like, who's, you know, asking somebody who's their favorite child. Do you have a preference over all these years of doing local or national?
It's funny because I now enjoy the mix. Mm-hmm. There was a period of time when I was only doing local. There was a period of time when I was only doing national. And now I'm getting a chance to do both. And it's just that much more fun. Now you got to remember what you're doing every time you sit down, that you have a different way of doing the show. You have a different way of emphasizing different things. I love doing both. It is kind of like, which is your favorite child? You can't win the argument one way or the other. But I really do enjoy doing both.
I got to think national is tough only because, I mean, I can immerse myself in the four teams here and feel like I really know what is going on, right? Although we just had a guy on Twitter who said neither you nor I know anything about hockey, so we shouldn't even be talking about it. But he's a little more excited about the hiring than we are. I only played it and coached it and covered it and whatever, but that's fine. He can certainly have that opinion. But with doing national stuff, and I remember working with you all those years back, I was always amazed that you could tell me, you know, who was a backup third baseman on the Seattle Mariners and who was the second line right winger on the Winnipeg Jets. And you had an amazing ability, amazing retention and knowledge of that stuff. But doing national stuff, I mean, somebody's gonna bring up, like, you know, what do you think of the Sacramento Kings versus the Houston Rockets? And, like, I don't know.
I got a general enough knowledge to be able to carry on that conversation. Now, it takes work. You got to put in the time and effort. I spend too much time in front of my computer. At some point, like you, I think I'm going to get carpal tunnel. Haven't yet. I'm not actually a writer, but I spend so much time going from website to website to website to website that, yes, to be able to carry on a conversation on a national level, you got to do a lot of homework, and I willingly do so. But you know enough. I know enough. If somebody wants to get really uber specific about the Vancouver Canucks, about their fourth line center being a major detriment to the team, all right, yeah, I'm probably fudging that one. But for the news breaking topics and the big stories and the like, we talk a little bit about Deshaun Watson here at Philadelphia, because the Eagles did legitimately try and acquire him. So he'll come up every once in a while here. Oh, no, everybody's talking about him on a national level.
Yeah, that, well, sure, sure.
That's most of what the national shows are like. The very specific, minute, detailed conversation about a specific team, you only get once every blue moon.
Yeah, and thank God the Eagles didn't get him, because I'm guessing he's going to get a long suspension.
The stuff that's coming out that continues that,
oh, yeah.
And what's really bad is, and I had John McClain on one of my shows, the longtime NFL Houston. Writer, yep. Hall of Fame guy from Houston. He didn't even know that at some point, I think the Texans were complicit, that he had a security mm-hmm. guy who was giving him NDAs for his masseuses to fill out ahead of time. Why is that even necessary?
Yeah, I saw
that. And how do you come up with the fact that, other than he told you, yeah, someone's thinking about outing me on Twitter or whatever, and your response is, here is an NDA, get him to sign it ahead of time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, it looks really bad. And the contract that the Browns signed him to is also seems complicit, because if he gets suspended the first year, he loses very little pay. It's all backloaded and guaranteed, and the Browns, I think, are going to end up looking real bad in this thing. Anyway, all right. I wanted to discuss one thing. We talked earlier, Pro Football Focus. You're not a huge fan of it. I like it less than you, but every once in a while they do things that I do find interesting and sometimes good. They did a ranking of the 32 offensive lines in the NFL. The Eagles ranked first. I don't think that's anybody really has a big problem with that, even if you're not an Eagles fan, right? Their offensive line is terrific.
Here's the reason why they're first. If you ask me who's got the best starting five in the National Football League on the offensive line, I would say Philadelphia Eagles. If you ask me who's got the best depth on the offensive line, I would say the Eagles. Not only are they very good across the board with their five starters, and oh, by the way, I think Isaac Seumalo is going to start right tackle. There are some who are saying that
right
Driscoll
guard.
Did a good, what did I say, tackle? I
meant yeah, right guard. Yeah.
Excuse me. Thank you for correcting me. Driscoll did well filling in there last year. Isaac's going to start. The offensive line coach, who, oh, by the way, is the closest thing to an assistant coach you're going to find on the Eagles right now, loves him. And he has shown the ability to be flexible and move from side to side, move from guard to tackle and center and everything else. I think he's unquestioned. If he's healthy, he's going to be their starting right guard. But they got great depth as well.
Yeah.
Their youngsters are good. And they have, because of injuries, had to force feed these guys into the lineup. I expect Nate Herbig to go up and start for the Jets, 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 Jets. Prior, who couldn't make the Eagles roster, is starting for Indianapolis. It just tells you how good they are and how good Stoutland is as an offensive line coach.
I agree. And they got a first-rounder who can't crack the lineup, which I don't know if that speaks to Dillard or Mailata or whatever, but yes. But so now, in addition to that, The Athletic this week did its ranking of offensive skill players of the 32 teams, and not quarterback, but they ranked three receivers, an X, a Z, and a slot, theoretically, a tight end, and a running back, okay? For each of the 32 teams, the team that they put the best is the Bengals, which, you know what? Not bad. Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, Hayden Hurst, and Joe Mixon. That's pretty good.
Right.
Okay. They have the Dolphins second. Well, I guess they got Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, so, yeah, why not? Gesicki's good. Mostert is their running back these days. The Raiders third. Remember, they got Devontae Adams, and they got Darren Waller. They have the Niners four and the Eagles five. Fifth best skill position set in the NFL. And I believe they're second in the NFC in this, behind only San Francisco. Yeah, second in the NFC. So the offensive line is great. The skill position players are well above average. You talked earlier about how excited you were about the defense, which means it all rests on, well, two things, Jody. The quarterback and the coach.
Yes, and oh, by the way, if you're specifically talking about the offense, we found out the coach isn't as involved as we were led to believe.
Yeah.
Or we thought was the case that yeah. Shane Steichen took over play calling midseason last year and is going to be the play caller this year, which I'm okay with. Usually you wouldn't think that with a second-year coach. He's already given up the responsibilities of play calling. Well, he wasn't really a play caller when he came in.
Mm-hmm.
The Indianapolis Colts head coach, we know quite well, was the guy who was calling plays when he was there. So they hired him because they just thought he was a good coach, period, and that he was a motivator and that the players would respond to him. So the fact that he has already given up that responsibility, some people have an issue with. I don't. Now, I don't know how good Shane Steichen is. I didn't put him through that same microscope that you would if you knew he was calling the plays, but you can look back in 2020 hindsight. I'm going to pay very close attention to Shane Steichen this year, but I'm not put off by the fact that as of right now, it doesn't look like Sirianni's going to be calling the plays.
Yeah, I don't care who calls him as long as it works. And Sirianni gave it up. He didn't say what week it was, but it sounded like it was shortly before midseason. And the Eagles' offense was much better in the second half of the season than it was in the first. Now, you can also say they had easier opponents, but they changed the focus of it, and they began running the ball. The low point was that game against Dallas, where they gave it to the running back four times, something like that, ridiculous. And they never got anything going, and then they changed it, and it worked. So if it's Steichen and it works, I don't care who it is. If the head coach thinks he wants to be more involved in kind of looking at what's happening on the field and talking to the refs and talking to his special teams coordinator and doing all of those things, I don't really care how they administrate it as long as it works, and I thought it worked. And these rankings give you a lot of optimism for the season. Again, it's Jalen Hurts, or I don't want to say it's Jalen Hurts' rise or fall, but so much of it rides on Jalen Hurts' ability to take a big step up this season. And I can't say I'm confident or pessimistic with Hurts. I just want to see it.
Right, and we're all going to be watching it. Don't bother watching the preseason because he's not going to play there.
No.
He didn't last year. He's not going to this year. Until week one against the Lions, we're all going to have our opinions on what Jalen Hurts can be, will be, where the improvement's going to come, and then we're going to actually have to wait and watch it for ourselves to find out if it's actually going to transpire.
Yeah, can I predict August for us? Thursday night, so we're going to come on in a weekend in August, you and I, and Carson Strong is going to have like some great Thursday night preseason game, and we will be fielding calls about this is the guy. This is the guy who should be starting.
It's a foregone conclusion, Mac. Of course it's going to happen that way. Not if Gardner Minshew has anything to say about it, but someone will go in reference to, we need to go in another direction at quarterback.
Oh, yeah, and people love the backups. They always, there's no better job than being a backup quarterback. It's you get paid a lot of money, you don't get your uniform, you don't get hurt, and the public tends to love you. It's a good gig.
Yeah, and in case there's a fight that breaks out on the sideline, you got the clipboard, so you also have a weapon that you can use to defend yourself.
There you go. 215-592-9494. We have one more segment. Jody McDonald, Glenn Macnabb. We'll find out what we forgot to talk about. And there was a lot this week that be fun to squeeze in here. 94 WIP. And it is time for me to tell you about United Tire. Look, before you head out on that summer road trip, head into United Tire. Get those tires checked and save big all summer long with great deals on BF Goodrich and Michelin. It's the perfect time to save on safety and to get your vehicle ready for fun summer adventures with the family. Start your summer off right. Make sure those tires are ready for drives down the shore before.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.